As the frenzy of the COVID-19 crisis engulfs us, we feel inspired that everyone we talk to, on Zoom, is each starting to do their bit to help alleviate the physical isolation, reduce suffering, and to offer their support. Humanity is indeed pulling together. We're going to stay focused on the content related to the virus this week, starting out with a podcast. It's called Everything You Need to Know from Antivirus and Immune System Enhancement. It's a special two-part podcast where health and fitness expert Ben Greenfield interviews Drs. Matthew Cook and Matthew Dawson, true experts in the realms of functional and precision medicine, as they offer their advice when it comes to boosting immunity and fighting viruses. There's a lot in this podcast, but it's well worth a listen, particularly in light of our current reality. Now a selection of posts and articles we read. Yuval Noah Harari's post in the Financial Times last weekend has been shared a lot, so you might have already read this one. If not, his op-ed reflects on how, and I'll quote, the choices we make today could change our lives for years to come. Ending quote. In particular, given that the decisions and the policies governments make during times of crisis have a tendency to remain in place, he also makes the point that another key choice we must confront is between nationalistic isolation, global solidarity. Global problems require global collaboration, but how things play out may not be what we expect. Harari's perspectives are thought-provoking indeed. So if now is the time for these debates to be had, and not to wait and look back with regret, an article shared by our friend and award-winning journalist Dan McDougall from Foreign Policy on how the world will look after the coronavirus pandemic builds on Harari's post. Aside from the immediate loss of life, crashing markets and policy-making indecision, this chapter of humanity will lead to permanent shifts in political and socio-economic power in ways we might not imagine. Foreign Policy asked 12 leading thinkers from around the world to weigh in with their predictions for the global order after the pandemic and to help make sense of the ground shifting beneath our feet as this crisis unfolds. There's lots of food for thought in here. Next, we want to share a moving and beautifully written article by Dan McDougall called Finding Purpose and Perspective in Crisis. You'll certainly feel uplifted after reading this beautifully written post. We'll end with some resources. This week, we helped one of our clients, Renike Associates, a psychotherapy practice here in Manhattan, create a resource page dedicated to COVID-19 on our site, renikeassociates.com. The page is full of mental health resources and support for those seeking and those willing to give nourishment. Founder of the practice, Courtney Renike, has also curated a wealth of resources for those needing to make their isolation time more productive and offer parents and carers useful toolkits of activities. It is quite New York and US-centric, but you'll find a lot of the resources here useful regardless of geographical location. Stay strong and stay safe, and let's focus on building a better future. And I'll provide all the links mentioned here in the show notes. See you next week. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player to listen and subscribe. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.